Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And he says this, to verse 7. Now, unless I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage I go away. If I do not go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convince the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to the Father. And you see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. Now, just stop right there. What Jesus is saying is the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit is going to be given to you and to me, to any disciple of Jesus, and we're going to learn that the world has been convicted of sin, meaning Jesus' death on the cross was for the forgiveness of sin. We're going to be convinced of that. And that's the judgment of sin that he speaks of here. Of righteousness because he says, I go to the Father and I give to you my Holy Spirit so you can have my authority and have my power in you that I have at the right hand of my Father. And then thirdly, the ruler of this world, Satan, and his power of death and fear is condemned. Now verse 12 says, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. So Jesus is saying that the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, is going to give you my authority as well as my power. He said, and that's coming from me. He's going to show you that. He's going to reveal that to you. So where does that authority come from? It comes from our relationship to the Father because of what Jesus accomplished for us at the cross. And it's the Holy Spirit in us, then, who gives us the ability to act in situations to bring the power of the Lord to bear in those situations. So if we're praying for a son or daughter who's in difficulty or is in great need, we come before the Father exercising our authority as his son or daughter because of the Holy Spirit in us. We can pray on behalf of that son, we can intercede because exercising the Father's kingdom power and kingdom work, whatever what he wants to accomplish in that son or daughter's life, because of the Holy Spirit living in us. He equips us with the authority of Jesus Christ. He equips us with the power of Jesus. Now, that comes out of a relationship with the Father, which means then that I need to rise up and claim my status as a son or daughter of the Father. John chapter 1, verse 12, it says that to those that believe in him, he gave them power to become sons or and daughters of God. So in other words, I need to rise up and say that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and as being my Lord and Savior, then I give my life for him, I lay claim to all that he's purchased for me at the cross and the resurrection. I can't exercise my authority if I don't lay claim to the one who gives me that authority, which is Jesus. I need to be tied to him. I need to be attached to him, committed to him. I need to be submitted to him. Remember, authority flows out of relationship. And we go back to the ancient world, Jesus and Paul. The child's authority in the family came from his relationship or her relationship with the Father. The Pentecostal kind of authority the Father had in the community would say that's the kind of authority the child would have as they grew up for the rest of their life. You and I have been given the authority of Jesus Christ, who is Lord of lords and King of kings. And in fact, it was said in the book of Acts that no other name is given to us from heaven whereby we're saved. And so you and I have been given the name of Jesus, who is Lord. That's why we're called Christian, anointed ones. We bear the name of Jesus. So I know particularly for us, if you're coming from a Roman Catholic tradition, we begin a lot of our prayers, begin a lot of our services, our mass with in the name of the Father and the Son. What do we say in the name? And we could say it this way, in the authority of the Father and the Son. Because of our relationship to them as I am a son of the Father, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, I have his DNA in me. His power in me. So in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I can exercise authority and the Lord's power in a given situation. authority. Let's move on to number three here, a son-daughter's inheritance. Again, I want you, if you could go back to Romans 8 again here, and we'll pick up with verse 17. And if children, it says, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. Inheritance is a son or daughter's inheritance in the ancient world was proof that they had the father's name, the father's authority on the face of that, in that community or on the face of the earth. So for example, if you grew up in an ancient home, your inheritance was the proof that you belong to this person. You share in all that they have and all that they left behind for you. And it wasn't just wealth or possessions, it was the ability to exercise influence. Because remember, you were in a relationship with your earthly father in the family, and if that father had great influence in the community, guess what you were called to do? Exercise great influence in the community. So your inheritance was also that, as well as everything the father would leave you, wealth and property and so on. So in Galatians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, as proof that you're children, God sent his spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So you're no longer a slave, but a child, if a child, then also an heir through God. An heir implying then that I'm called to exercise influence wherever I set my feet, wherever you set your feet. The influence of who, though? The influence of Jesus Christ, the influence of the Father. When Jesus walked the face of the earth, wherever he set his feet, he exercised influence. He exercised authority. He exercised power. He exercised God's kingdom. He said, the kingdom of God is in your midst. Wherever he went, he exercised that influence. Because why? His relationship to God was son. God was his Abba, his father. So you and I are the same way. Let me share with you a story. And this is, you've probably heard this story before, but it's well worth repeating. A story of a family on a boat. This is in olden days when they sailed on those big, tall ships, as they call them. And they were sailing from Europe over to America. And this family basically was given a ticket and was said, here's your ticket for the boat. And so what the family did was they end up huddling in probably the lowest bowels of the boat. And there they ate what basically was the scrappings of the food and so on in that boat. And this went on for months because it took a while to go from one ocean to one side of the ocean to the other side of the ocean. One day the eldest son really got fed up with this way of life and said, I'm out of here. I'm going to search this boat. I'm going to find out what's on this boat. You know, so off he goes. You know, and of course his father was really upset with that. The eldest son goes off, and as he's going through the boat, he comes across this, this luxurious meal that is being served. And he sits down with him, and he starts eating, you know, this seven-course meal. You know, he hasn't had this kind of food since he left his homeland. So he enjoys himself, goes for dessert, you know, comes back and sees his family, meets his father. And the first thing the father looks at him and says, you've been eating so much food. How did you do that? Did you steal, you know, the food? And his son looked at him and said, no, father, I didn't steal anything. He said, well, how did you get the food then? Because it looks like you've been away for such a long period of time. You've been eating. He says, it's all in the price of the ticket, Dad. It's all in the price of the ticket. The son discovered his inheritance. It was the father's and his other siblings' inheritance, too. But they didn't know that. The son discovered his inheritance and was able then to walk in or receive what was given to him and exercise his influence on that boat. Inheritance, then, is our ability to influence the father's will and purposes in given situations of our life. It's also to receive everything the father has given us as sons and daughters, as promises in scriptures. His provision for us, his healing for us, his deliverance for us, his protection of us. All the things that he promises his sons and daughters. Things like this, for example, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 and following. He says, look, don't worry about them. See the birds of the air? Don't worry, he says. The birds of the air are well cared for. I know everyone that falls to the ground. But but you're much more valuable than they are. Seek first the kingdom of God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to us. One of the temptations of the enemy is to believe that the Father won't care for us, or to send us back into a slavery to fear. Lastly, move on to number 4 in your outline, son-daughter's excess. A son or daughter's excess. In the scripture, excess means to gain entrance to gain relationship to gain a hearing with. Let's turn, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 2. Paul prefaced, we won't read this, but the first part of this, but Paul prefaced the first part of this chapter talking about how we're saved by grace through faith. It's not of our works. We don't boast of that, but we're saved by grace. The grace he's referring to is the death and resurrection of Jesus. And then he makes an amazing statement in verse 13, chapter 2, verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near in the blood of Christ, for he is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law of commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body and through the cross, thereby bringing the hostility to an end. So, the passage, if you were underlining, I would say, once you were far off and brought near, which means then you have access to the Father through the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ is a phrase by Paul referring to the dying and the rising of Jesus and the giving of the gift of the Holy Spirit. But he says, you and I have access to the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ. We gain a hearing with the Father. We gain a Father's heart that's attentive to us. I heard one Protestant minister say one time, he said, Satan's envy is of us is because he cannot go into the Father's presence and know him as Abba, as Dad. He says he imagined one time this, he said, a child of God walking right past Satan, walking right through the gates of heaven, and jumping up on the Father's lap and talking to the Father heart to heart and face to face. And Satan was envious of that because he could not do that and can't do that. That's our inheritance. It is our authority, if you would, but more than that, it's our access to the Father. That is, we can go into his presence and know that we have a hearing from him all the time. That he's always listening, always hearing to us, and always going to answer and act in our life. It's the basis, I believe, of all prayer, to know that the Father hears us and will speak into our life and will act. Now, unbelief and a doubt and shame and guilt, some of which we'll talk about later this afternoon, these are hindrances that the enemy uses against us to get us to think that we don't have access. The Father's not listening. How could he possibly hear? Look at your sins. You know, how could he possibly answer your prayer? Because look at what you've done. You know, how could he possibly act in your life? I mean, after all, I mean, who are you? You know. But that's the point of the scripture by Paul saying that we who were once far off have been brought near, or we have access to the Father because of the blood of Christ.